Bird's Eye Frosted Foods present Bird's Eye Open House, starring Dinah Shore with her special guest, Peter Lorre. And now here's Dinah.
Shoe fly pie and apple pan, daddy makes your eyes light up. Your tummy say howdy, shoe fly pie. An apple pan, daddy, I never get enough of that wonderful stuff. Shoe fly pie, an apple pan, daddy makes the sun come out. When heavens are cloudy, shoe fly pie. An apple pan, daddy, I never get enough of that wonderful stuff. Mama, when you bake, mama, I don't want cake, mama. For my sake, go to the oven and bake some ever-loving shoe fly pie. An apple pan, daddy, makes your eyes light up. Your tummy say howdy, shoe fly pie. An apple pan, daddy, I never get enough of that wonderful stuff.
It is to have you back singing again.
Oh.
Gosh, we missed you so much, Dinah.
Oh, I'm so glad you missed me, Harry, because I missed all of you so much, too.
Oh, you're just saying that. Well, listen, now that you're back, Dinah, how did you cure your laryngitis?
Well, it was very simple. My doctor told me not to say a word and not to utter a sound for a full week.
Oh,
God. He prescribed complete voice rest.
Complete voice rest?
Mm-hmm.
Dinah, what is the name of your doctor?
Why?
Like to get one of those prescriptions for my wife.
Oh, Harry.
Yadda, 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 yadda.
Harry, you know it isn't easy to be silent for a whole week, especially when you follow the doctor's orders implicitly.
Oh, well, did you have any trouble?
Well, for 6 days I got along all right, but on the seventh day a mouse ran in front of me.
What did you do?
Well, nothing then, but on the eighth day did I let out a scream.
Uh-oh.
Oh, excuse me for a minute, Harry. I got to answer the phone. Hello?
Hello, Dinah. This is Peter. Peter Lorre.
Hello, Pete. I thought you'd be here by now. What's detaining you?
Well, I'm so sorry, Dinah, but I'll be a little late. I got into a bridge game with a couple of friends.
Anybody I know?
Well, I don't know, but they're nice. One of them is a mummy, and the other is a zombie.
You're playing bridge with a mummy and a zombie? Oh, that's horrible.
Yes, it is. I'm losing $40. Hey, you, stop that. Stop it. Do you hear me?
What happened, Peter?
Oh, the mummy just drank the zombie.
That's awful.
Oh, no. Now I only owe 21 bucks. But what annoys me is that he's so selfish and unsociable.
Well, what can you expect from a mummy? He's probably all wrapped up in himself. Huh? Well, hurry over, Pete. We're waiting for you.
Yes. Oh, Dinah, I was going to bring you a dozen roses, but something happened.
What?
Well, when a florist came up here to deliver them, he took a look at my friends and he scared the plants off him.
Well, you come on over anyway, Pete. Bye now.
Goodbye.
California, where each palm and each prune is as big as the moon. California, where December comes out up like May. There are gals who attract us, there's gold in the cactus, so bless the day that we found California. For without it, there's no USA. In this new El Dorado, there's free avocado for everyone. And there's none that weighs under a ton. What a fabulous climate. We have luscious persimmon, and brother, what women they rival each. Gladiola, magnolia, and peach. So we say to each friend who may seek journeys end, we commend California, where the rain doesn't rain, it just drizzles champagne. California, where romance is the theme of the day. From San Pedro to Fresno, no maiden there says no when love is nigh. For in gay California, everything is tremendous, Titanic, stupendous. The ocean is better and bluer and wetter. The mountains are higher, the deserts are drier. The boys have more sandals, the girls have more freckles. California, for without it there's no USA. Dear Chamber of Commerce, we've now kept our promise, so put the machine guns away. Let's get together and get better weather in California.
Harry, Do you know what Peter Lorre told me just before our Ken Lane chorus sang?
What?
Well, he said he was playing bridge with a zombie and a mummy.
Zombie and a mummy?
A zombie and a mummy.
Oh, dear.
Who do you suppose he got for a fourth?
Probably rigor mortis is setting in.
Oh?
I made a funny. It's an old funny,
an
but
old
I made
funny,
it.
An old funny, yes.
But seriously, Dinah, you don't believe that stuff about zombies and mummies, do you?
Well...
Listen, there are no such things. There aren't even such things as ghosts.
Harry, let's not try to prove it, shall we?
Why not?
Well, I mean, how can you be sure that if a man like Peter Lorre died, he wouldn't come back as a ghost and haunt you?
Oh, heavens to Betsy, Dinah. What do you say? He couldn't possibly haunt me.
How do you know he couldn't haunt you?
Well, where would he get a haunting license? Well, that was an accident. I didn't mean anything.
Well, it was a terrible one.
Dinah, listen. There's nothing in this world that could possibly haunt me, except one thing.
What's that?
The taste of bird's eye chicken a la king.
Bird's eye chicken a la king.
Bird's eye chicken a la king. That rich, luscious, wonderful flavor really haunts me. Makes me want to eat more and more. And believe me, I know from what I'm speaking. Both again, you see. But really, you honestly can't forget bird's eye chicken a la king once you've tasted it. It's chock full of big tender pieces of bird's eye chicken, sliced mushrooms and pimentos, bird's eye green peas, snippets of green peppers, all mixed together with rich, smooth chicken broth and cream gravy. And all you have to do to prepare it is add a little milk and heat. Yes, ma'am, that stuff is something you really can't forget once you eat it. But you know something, Dinah?
What, Harry?
If you're going to buy that bird's eye chicken a la king, you got to be careful. You got to make sure that each and every package is clearly marked bird's eye. That way, you'll never be disappointed. That way you'll always get the one and only Bird's Eye. You see, there are many brands of frosted foods, but there's only one Bird's Eye. One Bird's Eye quality and flavor. You'll find the name Bird's Eye clear as anything on the package. So if you want the better buy in frosted foods, better buy Bird's Eye.
Here's a little song I recorded a few weeks ago that I've been wanting to sing for you ever since. In a quaint caravan, there's a lady they call the Gypsy. She can look in the future and drive away all your fears. Everything will come right if you'll only believe. The Gypsy, she could tell at a glance that my heart was so full of tears. She looked at my hand and told me my lover was always true. And yet in my heart I knew, dear, somebody else was kissing you. But I'll go there again, 'cause I want to believe that you see. That my lover is true and will come back to me someday.
So pretty. I'm sorry my friends didn't come along to hear it.
Oh, Peter, I didn't see you standing there.
Well, naturally, I was behind Harry Bunsell.
Oh, yes. Hello, Peter.
Hello.
Say, Peter, you said you were sorry you didn't bring your friends. Whom do you mean?
Well, the people I was playing bridge with.
Oh, now, Peter, come on. You don't expect me to believe that you really know a mummy and a zombie.
Of course I do.
Well, Peter, look, it must be your imagination. It's just in your mind.
That's right. Everything is in a mind. Suppose you're sitting at the dinner table and you're thirsty.
Mm-hmm.
You look down and your mind tells you that there is a glass of water, right?
Right.
Well, so because your mind tells you that it is a glass of water, you pick it up and you drink it.
Right.
Now, suppose there was a glass of water there, but your mind tells you that it's a bottle of ink. Would you drink it?
No.
But why not?
Because I don't drink ink.
But that's water.
You just told me it was ink.
I didn't tell you it was ink. Your mind told you it was ink.
Now, just a minute, Costello. Who's on first? I mean, look, if there is any sense at all to what you're saying, I am a monkey's uncle.
Oh, how interesting. You see, Dinah, his mind tells him that he's the uncle to a monkey. Now, what does your mind tell you?
My mind tells me there's a lot of nonsense, Peter Lorre. And I still don't believe in having friends who are mummies and zombies.
Don't? Well, you should see a psychiatrist.
Look, even if it were possible to see these people, Peter, why should we frighten ourselves that way?
Frighten ourselves? Why, mummies and zombies and ghosties and vampires, they're the loveliest people. They do everything just like we do, only you don't see them.
Look, Peter, if you're such a genius in these things, can you make us see them?
Certainly. All you have to do is relax your mind.
Oh, well, I don't go to any extra trouble for me. I'd like
pancake batter, Dinah. What are you... Come on. Look, he can't do it anyway.
No. Just touch your fingertips to mine.
Well...
Do you feel anything?
Well, yes. Everything's getting kind of hazy.
I feel as though I'm floating through space. I'm very high. I'm beginning to get stiff.
That happens when you mix with zombies.
Also happens when you mix with bourbon, you know.
Quiet, please. And now I shall say the words that will send us to the region of the shadow world. The curtain lifts, and out they pop with a pickle in the middle and a zombie on top. Now we have the power to see Peter and Dinah and little Harry Zombie. Oh, Dinah, my dear Dinah Zombie. Well, it's our anniversary, and I have a present for you.
Oh, Peter, you're so thoughtful.
Well,
a bottle of Chanel No. 5 embalming fluid. I appreciate this, but, honey, we'll never save anything with your extravagance. After all, you know the old saying, a ghoul and his money are soon parted.
Oh, what's the difference? They say you can't take it with you, but we did.
Oh, that's the doorbell.
See who it is. Oh, honey, guess who is here? It's Gracie Vampire.
Hello, Peter. Hello, Dinah.
Well, Gracie, how do you feel?
No, I feel terrible. My feet are killing me.
Why do you walk when you have an automobile?
No, didn't I tell you? I sold it to the smiling Frankenstein.
Well, anyway, it's nice seeing you. Just before you came, I was telling Dinah you're the nicest vampire we know.
Oh. Well, I certainly feel like a worn-out bat right now. Oh, believe me, it's a problem.
Why?
I've just gotten a motion picture contract, acting in westerns.
Oh, well, that's wonderful. I bet you get a big kick out of acting opposite red-blooded Americans.
Since they met me, they're just Americans.
Gracie, have you got any real big scenes?
Only when I sing the theme song.
Oh, what's the name of it?
Crying on the Inside and Bleeding on the Outside.
I'll see who is at the door.
My badness, we have a lot of company tonight.
How are you, Peter?
Well, 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 if it isn't our favorite mummy, King Tut.
My, doesn't he look worried? What's on your mind, Tut?
It's that Department of Infernal Revenue.
Oh, why worry about income tax?
If you'd been paying it as long as I have, you'd worry too. 6,000 years. But there's one thing that makes me feel good.
What's that, Tut?
2 more years and my annuity is paid up. Then I can give up my radio job. I won't have to work anymore.
Oh, but everybody will miss you so much. The people just love Fibber McGool and Mummy.
Oh, I don't know. There's always new talent around. Look at that red skeleton.
Well, personally, I lean more toward commentators like H.V. Corpsenborn.
Well, I have to run along now. I still have a hangover from that party we had last night.
Oh, my goodness, the girl certainly went for you. For a man 6,000, I must say you look well-preserved.
Well-preserved? I was pickled. Well, come on, Gracie. Can I give you a lift?
Yes, thanks. Bad night, Dinah. Bad night.
Yes,
Bad night, girl.
So long. Oh, gee, I'm really glad they left. You know, Dinah, I hardly have any time to spend with little Harry.
I'm glad you reminded me. You know he's expecting you to take him to a ball game.
Oh, that's right. That's right. I almost forgot it. I'd better look in a paper and see who he's playing. Have we got a copy of the New York Tombs?
Mm-hmm. Yes, here it is.
Oh, now let's see. Jeepers, jeepers, what a game. The St. Louis Cadavers are playing the Boston Graves.
Mm. Where are they playing?
Oh, at Forest Lawn. You know, Dinah, with these two teams, it'll be impossible to get a seat.
Oh, little Harry, you'll be terribly disappointed.
Hey, Pop. Oh, Pop.
Oh, here he is now.
Here I am. Here I am, Harry.
Hey, Pop, guess who's pitching tomorrow? Coffin Face Duggar.
Yes, Harry, but I hate to tell you this. I don't think we'll be able to get into the game. Looks like a sellout.
Oh, gosh, you never keep your promise. Even last Christmas, you said you were going to get me a set of electric chairs. No. And you never did. I feel so bad. I wish I was alive.
Oh, Harry, don't you dare talk that way.
No. Harry, why don't you go next door and play with your cousin Dunn? Huh?
Because his father took him to the casketball game, the Lucky Stiff.
Well, Dinah, I can't blame Harry for feeling bad. It's a great disappointment.
But he's such a little sport. He'll get over it. Isn't it wonderful to be cursed with such a lovely son?
Oh.
Now, I'll tell you what I'll do, Harry. You come over here, and I'll tell you a story before you go to sleep.
You mean a real scary one, Pop?
Yes. We'll put on all the lights, and I'll tell you a people tale.
A people tale? Oh, I got goosebumps already.
Once upon a time, there was a house that was not haunted.
Oh, hold my hand.
And nobody lived in this house but people. And the only time you saw a sheet was on a bed.
Daddy, do you believe in people?
I do.
Did you ever see a people?
I did.
Now, Peter, will you stop telling falsehoods? You're terrifying that child.
Now, in this house, there wasn't a single eerie voice. Not a chair floated through the air. And you never heard clanking chains in the hallways.
Oh, Daddy, I'm scared.
Now, Peter, will you stop frightening him? That child will have daymares all night.
Wait just a second, Dinah. The story has a happy ending. You see, at the finish, everybody gets killed.
Violently?
Yes.
Violently?
Yes. Millions of pieces.
Oh, boy, Pop, I'm so happy. Everything comes out all right. Now I can go to sleep. Bad night, Daddy. Bad night, Mommy.
Bad night, dear. All the dreams.
Say, Mom, tomorrow if you happen to be in your Bird's Eye store, will you do me a favor? Will you think of me? Not when you're looking at the ham, either. I mean, when you're reaching into that Bird's Eye case, will you think of me saying, be sure the packages of frosted foods you pick say Bird's Eye on the package. No matter what anybody tells you, no matter what you find, no frosted foods is Bird's Eye unless it says so right there on the package. And believe me, it pays to keep your eyes open looking for the name Bird's Eye, because you see, there's only one Bird's Eye. Only one Bird's Eye quality and flavor and garden freshness. And you get it in every single package marked Bird's Eye. So look for that name, because remember, if you want the better buy in frosted foods, better buy Bird's Eye.
Folks, at this very minute, 4 weeks ago, we were all set to do the tune coming up. Since it's one of my favorites, I'd been looking forward to singing it, but as you may know, I didn't get to it that night. And for the whole 3 weeks that old double laryngitis had me in his clutches, I looked forward to singing it, and by gum, here it comes. So, Victor Young, hoist that baton, and you folks at home get set, because ready or not, here comes summertime.
So hush, little baby, don't you cry. One of these mornings, you're gonna rise up singing. Daddy and Mammy standing by.
One of these mornings, you're gonna rise up singing. Then you'll spread your wings.
That about winds us up for this evening. Thanks very much, Victor Young, for your splendid pinch hitting for Bobby Dolan. Friends, next week our special guest will be Groucho Marx, along with Robert Emmett Dolan, his orchestra, Ken Lane, the Four Hits, the Chorus, and me too. Thursday night is another all-star night and good listening on NBC, so stay tuned for the Kraft Music Hall and Bing Crosby, which follow in just 1 minute over most of these stations. Good night, everybody.
Stop.
Stop.
Yes. Stop spending extra time on wash day doing a separate bluing job. Use the bluing flakes that work along with your regular soap in washing machine or tub. Use LaFrance bluing flakes and blue while you wash. And look.
Look.
Yes, look at your clothes sparkle as they come from that LaFrance wash. LaFrance gets them sparkling white and bright every time. And listen.
Listen.
Yes, listen. LaFrance is as safe for colored washables as it is for white. So to get a swell bluing job without extra work, get LaFrance.
NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.